Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Hei. We are holding on the top of daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, two lines from the top. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Avishai and Elishev Newman, Lizchus for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. Again, we're holding two lines from the top of the page, Bo Minei Merav Sheishas. But we started to discuss yesterday, because we began the parak of Elu Hein HaNechnakin, so we started to discuss those who are Chayiv Chanek, and the first item on the list was Maka Avivi Imo. So we're going to continue with discussion of Maka Avivi Imo today, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether a son can be a Shliach Bezdin to give his father Malkus, or a Shliach Bezdin to put his father in Nidui, to be Maka or Mekalel. And on Amar Aleph, we're going to have two rayas, whether a son can or cannot do it, and then we'll finally come to a maskana on the top of Amud Beis. Then the next Mishnah is going to get into some detail about how a person is only chayiv for being maka of the imo if he makes a chabura ba'aviv, and that's why if he does it la'achar misa, if he's maka aviv la'achar misa after the father's already dead, he's not going to be chayiv because one does not make a chabura la'achar misa. The Gemara is going to give two possible sources for the chiyuv mekale la'achar misa, that when one curses a parent la'achar misa he's chayiv, even though there would seem to be a couple of compelling arguments that he would not be chayiv. And then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether the Isra Haka'a applies to people who are eno osa maisa amcha. Meaning certainly when it comes to mekalel, if the person that one is cursing is eno osa maisa amcha, he's not a properly religious person, so then there's no Isra of klala. What about the Isra of Haka'a? So the Gemara is going to suggest that that's a machlokas tanaim. And then in the next Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to have three different machlokos about the next chiyuv chenek, which is the Isra of kidnapping, gonev nefesh mi Yisrael. And the Gemara is going to discuss, can you be chayiv for kidnapping a sleeping person? Can you be chayiv for kidnapping a fetus? Does kidnapping apply to men and women equally, both in terms of the Isser, as well as in terms of who the victims are? So all of that is going to be toward the end of the daf. What we left off with yesterday was we were discussing whether a child can perform a medical procedure that's going to involve drawing blood from a parent. Because on the one hand, the Gemara had said toward the end of yesterday's daf, that lirafua it's perfectly mutter. That's what it sounded like. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and it's maka adam maka behema, just like maka behema lirafua is potter. So maka adam also lirafua should be potter, and therefore it sounded like it should be okay. But then the Gemara told about how Rav wouldn't allow his son to remove a splinter from him, and Marbrei Ravina wouldn't allow his son to perform some other procedure on him to take it to pop a pimple. Why? Because Dilma Chavil Vavle Shigas Iser, they might be Chovel, they might do some sort of Beshogeg, they might draw blood when it's unnecessary. So that certainly makes it sound like that there's one is not allowed to do a medical procedure on a parent. So the Shitas HaRambam is Rambam in the fifth Berak of Hilchos Mamrim Halacha Zayin is and Pastum Shulchan Aruch in Yardeis and Reish Memal of Sif Gimel, that a son should not remove a splinter for his father, Shema Yasubo Chabura. He should not do bloodletting for his father. He should not do any of these procedures for a father, even when kavanasa lirafua. However, the Rambam says, that's only lichadchila when there's someone else to provide the same medical care. But if there's no one else there that could provide the medical care, then the child is allowed to do all of these things. So heter number one is, when there's nobody else available, the child's allowed to do it. The big question is, what's called nobody else available? Meaning, what if you can easily call a doctor, but that other doctor's not here right now? The son is right here, is here right now. So Dayan Weiss in Minchas Yitzchak, in Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, suggests that even if there is another doctor that can be called, but he's not here right now, and it's something that requires a doctor, that's called that there's Ein Sham Acher. The Gemara gave examples of popping a pimple, of taking out a splinter, because anybody could do that. There's always people available to do that. That's not a Maisa Uman at all. But anything that requires a Maisa Uman, that actually requires a doctor, a son is allowed to do that unless another doctor is mamish right there on the spot. Why? Because we're afraid that if we tell the parent that they have to schlep to the emergency room, we tell the parent that that it's going to be more complicated, it's not going to be as convenient for them so we're afraid that they're going to neglect their own treatments, they're not going to take their injections when they need their injections, because they don't want to go through the trouble. If it was just their kid around, they wouldn't have any problem asking their child to do that. That's how the Dayan Weiss suggests. There is a discussion in Poskim, what if there is another person right there, but the other person would charge for it? The son would not charge for it. So in Geshra Chaim, in Chelek Beis, Perek Aleph Simen Aleph, he suggests, well then, certainly the son is allowed to do it, because Kibbut Av is Mishal Av, and not Mishal Ben. So the son doesn't have to pay for somebody else to do it, and if the parent's not going to pay for it, then the son should be able to do it. However, Rav Ozner is not so convinced that that's correct. But anyway, that's Heter number one, that the Rambam Shulchan Aruch Paskin Beferish, if there's nobody else available, the son is allowed to provide the medical care. The other Heter in this area is that of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Memches, Oz Gimel suggests that the entire Isser of Chavala and Klala, whether it be Bechavera, whether it be Ba'avivimo, no matter who you're hitting, no matter who you're cursing, is only when the person didn't ask you to do it. But if the person gives you Rishus and asks you to do it, including a parent, then you're allowed to do it. And his Raya is from the Rambam in this 26th parak of Ilch Sanhedrin about a Klala of a Nasi or a Klala of Kaladam, where the Rambam writes that even though a Nasi could be Mochalal Kvodo, he cannot be Mochalal Kilolaso, and therefore, if you were already Mekalel him, it's too late for him to be Mochal, Shekevar Chota Vinischayev, because you already did the Avera. The implication of the Rambam is it's only because you already did the Avera and he was not Mochal initially. But if he had asked you to do it initially, then there would be no Isser. Now, that is a very great Chiddush, that the Isser does not apply if the parent asks you to do it. The Sheiltos and Sheilta Samech Aleph is explicitly against this. Yes, Av Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis, that's as far as Kvodo, but not as far as Haka'aso, Kilolaso. Father cannot be mochel on things like that. And in fact, the Turi Evan brings a raya from our sugya. If a father could be mochel al kilulaso or al haka'aso, why didn't these amorayim allow their children to remove their splinter, to pop their pimple? Oh, they're afraid. Shogeg, he might take out more blood than necessary. No problem. Be mochel. And then it won't be a problem. Elamai, you see that you can't be mochel. Nevertheless, despite all of these proofs, and there's further proof from the Rambam allows only Kishain Shamacher, right? He allows someone to. Why only Kishain Shamacher? Just say that the father can give permission. Despite all these proofs, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo Chelkal Simlan Beis Oz Beis believes that Meikra Din the Minchas Chinuch is correct. That if a parent asks the child to do it, then the child is allowed to do it. He is Mochel, the child is permitted to do it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Lemaisa is only Mekel with some other Snifim Lahakel, but when push comes to shove, I get this Shiloh all the time. There's some doctors in the shul whose parents need treatments sometimes, and the child is the one that's available. So you have the Minchas Chinuch, and Rosh Hashanah says that if the parent asks for it, plus Ein Sham Acher, well, it's not as easy to go to the emergency room to call someone else over to do it. So with that, with those sniffim, we could probably be Mekel. So let's begin now. Two lines from the top of the page on Daf Pehe Amud Aleph. Can a son be a shliach based in to give malchus to his father or to be mekalel his father? What's this thing about mekalel? When does a based in ever have to be mekalel a person? What is that, a shliach based in to be mekalel? So Rashi says to put him in nidui. Nidui we often translate as cherim, but we often don't realize that cherim means essentially what it really means is a curse that a person should die. There are ramifications of it, that you don't do business with him, you don't give the guy an aliyah, you know, that there are all sorts of things that we practice when a person is in nidoy or in shamto or in cherim. But what it really boils down to is a curse. It's a curse that the person should die. So can the child be the shliach beis din who's in charge of that? Amrlei, so he said, well, why can anyone do that as a shliach beis din? Are you allowed to curse or hit another Jew? Va'achar miyutiru? Is someone else allowed to do this in general? why are you allowed to do it? Ela kvot shemayim adif, because kvot shemayim is wins out over the concern of being makor mekalel chavero. So achinami kvot shemayim adif. So here also kvot shemayim should be the overwhelming concern, and therefore one should be allowed to be mekalel or makor aviv if it's for the sake of kvot shemayim. So as long as it's for the sake of kvot shemayim, it should be perfectly fine. Now the achronim raised the kasha that wait a second, there's a big difference between an acher doing it and a son doing it. See, when it comes to an acher, it could be that the reason he's allowed to be a shliach bezdin to give malchus is that it's true. There is a lo saseh, you're not allowed to hit another Jew, but there's a mitzvah saseh to provide the onesh that bezdin provides, and there is a klal and halacha that asay doch lo saseh. Yet when it comes to a ben, it's not stam a lo saseh not to hit a father. We're talking about a chiyuv chenek. We're talking about something that's chiyuv misa. And ena se doch lo saseh shechayev lov misas bezdin. When it comes to misas bezdin, when the lo saseh is such a severe Los Hasei, we do not apply that you'd be chayv misas bezdin. We do not apply the principle of asei docha los hasei. The raya is from a sugya in the beginning of Yavamas that asei is not docha lav sheish bokares. So if an asei is not even docha lav sheish bokares, the achronim suggest kal v'chomer, and asei is not going to be docha lav sheish bo misas bezdin. So in the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketani says the Gemara must have been assuming that when we say kvot shemayim adiv, it's not based on dechuya. It's not based on asei docha los. It has to be hutra. It's not that kvot shemayim is docha the iser of lo yosef. No, it's when there's a mitzvah of malchus, there's no iser hakah whatsoever. Just like the mitzvah of yibum, b'makom mitzvah, it's not that we allow yibum to be docha the iser of eishes ach. No, it's that there is no iser of eishes ach b'makom mitzvah, b'makom yibum. And if that's the case, then there's no reason to distinguish between a regular lav and a lav sheish b'chiv misa. That whole distinction is only within the world of dechia, that a lav sheish b'chiv misa cannot be nidche because of an asei. But when there's no iser to begin with, so then it's not, that's why the Gemara assumes that it wouldn't even be a discussion. The Aruch Lenar suggests a little differently. He says, there is a mitzvah sasei when you give malchus in bezdin, but nidui in bezdin is not a mitzvah sasei. The raya of Rav Sheshes is that we find that a shliach bezdin is allowed to be menade somebody else, even though there is no asei dochalos asei. So that's why it must be a heter of kvot shemayim adiv. And if that's the case, that same heter should apply to a son as well. Then the Aruch Lenar suggests a third teretz, that whenever one is maka chavero, he violates lo yosef, but he also violates the asei of v'haftal reacha kamocha. So an asei is dochalos asei, but an asei is not dochalos asei v'asei. And yet we still see that you're allowed to provide, you're allowed to give malchus and bezdin. So it must be that kvot shemayim adiv. That's what the assumption the Gemara is working with, that even when the normal rules of asei dochalos asei do not apply, we would still say kvot shemayim adiv. Okay, so the Gemara initially gives that answer, that kvot shemayim adiv, and therefore a son can certainly be a shliach bezdin, to be makeh, to be mekalel his father. The Gemara says, well, meisvei, are we so sure about that? What about the following? There was a braisa that suggested the following cryptic kal v'chomer, and here's what it said: Uma misha mitzvah lakoso mitzvah shelo lakoso. If someone who has a mitzvah to hit him has a mitzvah not to hit him, misha ino mitzvah lakoso and a dinsha mitzvah shelo lakoso. Someone who doesn't have a mitzvah to hit him should all the more so have a mitzvah not to hit him. What on earth is that talking about? So the Gemara says, my love, idv idv mako mitzvah. Habibno habaacher. We're talking about a bezdin doing a malchus, meaning, but when we say mitzvah lakoso, ain't a mitzvah lakoso, we're both talking about a bezdin, and one is talking about a ben, and one is talking about an acher. Meaning, and the way to read it would be as follows: someone who's mitzvah lakoso is mitzvah lakoso, meaning someone who's not the child who has an obligation to hit him in bezdin, mitzvah shelo lakoso has an obligation not to hit him outside of Beis Din. So a son who would never be obligated to hit his own father in Beis Din, for sure is not allowed to hit his father outside of Beis Din. That's the Ashara, not to hit a father. So we already have an onus. That's where the Ashara would come from. But what do you see? The assumption of that Kal V'chomer is that a son would never have an obligation to hit his father in Beis Din. So that's the Kasha on the initial answer of Rav Sheshes, where Rav Sheshes says, yeah, sure, Kvot Shemayim Adif. No, we don't say Kvot Shemayim Adif. Apparently, we make an assumption that a son would never have an obligation to hit his father. Says Gemara, look, EDVD Loshna B'no V'loshna Acher. Now, it could be that there's no difference between a son and somebody else, meaning the contrast the Kal V'chomer is drawing is not between an Acher and a Ben. No, V'lo Kasha, Kan B'makom Mitzvah, Kan Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. The contrast it's drawing is between Malkus and Beis Din, and when you're just hitting somebody Stam. V'hachi Katani, and this is what we're saying, Umab B'makom Mitzvah Shemitzvah Lakoso. Mitzvah shalolakoso, if when you're giving Malkus and Beis Din, where you're performing a mitzvah by giving Malkus and Beis Din, I don't care who you are, whether you're the son, whether you're somebody else, it's a mitzvah to give the Malkus and Beis Din. Yet it's also an iser to give a single extra a lash. You're not allowed to be the lo Yosef pen Yosef. You're not allowed to hit him a single extra time. So shaloba makom mitzvah, sheino mitzvah lakoso, eino din shemitzvah shalolakoso. When you're not in Beis Din, all the more so, you're not allowed to beat the guy up. Meaning, if you're not even allowed to beat him a little bit extra when you're doing the work of the Beis Din, when you're doing the bidding of the Beis Din, so for sure, outside of the context of Beis Din, you're not allowed to beat him a little bit extra. You're not allowed to beat the guy up at all. So that's the Kal V'chomer, and therefore it's not a raya at all that a son is not allowed to hit a father. Maybe in Echnami, the son is allowed to hit a father in Beis Din, if he is the Shliach Beis Din. So that raya was not a raya at all. Tashma says the Gemara, let's try to bring another raya. Is a son allowed to hit his father as a shliach Beis Din? Hayotzi laharig. So the Brisa tells us as follows. If a person is being taken out to get killed, meaning he's already been convicted, he's chayiv misas Beis Din. Ubabno vihikaho vikilulo. And then his son comes and he hits the father or he curses the father, chayiv. The son is going to be chayiv for doing that to the father. But ba'acher vihikaho vikilulo, Potter. If someone else comes and curses the father or hits the father, that somebody else is going to be Potter. Vavinan ba. Maishna b'no u'maishna acher. Nobody's allowed to curse or hit another Jew. So why is it that the son is going to be chayiv for doing this, but somebody else is going to be pater? Why should it make any difference? Vam Rav Chista b'misarvin b'lotzeis ve'inu yotzei. Rav Chista explains the case must be that the guy is chayv misa, and we're trying to get him to go out to kill him, and he refuses to go. So the son should not be the one who forces him to go. Someone is going to have to force him to go. Beis Din has a mitzvah to do over here of killing, of executing the criminal, so someone else is going to have to be the one to do it. But the son should not be the shliach Beis Din, who's maka and mekalel to cause him to go out to meet his end. What do we see from there? That a son cannot be a shliach Beis Din to be maka or mekalel lavin, because this is a clear case where a shliach Beis Din is necessary to see to it that that justice is served. And nevertheless, the son is chayiv. The son is not allowed to do this. So says Gemara, Rav Sheshes. So isn't that a raya against Rav Sheshes? Because Rav Sheshes is the one that said, "No, kvot shemayim adif. Let the son do whatever he needs to do. He's working for Hashem. He's working for Beis Din over here." So answers Gemara, Rav Sheshes mukila b'shein misarvin balatzes. Rav Sheshes is going to learn that this is not talking about a case where the guy is chayiv misa and we're being misah and he's refusing to leave. No, we're talking about a case where he's not refusing to leave. And nevertheless, and that's why the son is going to be chayiv. If the son were shliach beis din, he'd be pater. Now the son's not a shliach beis din over here. That's why he's chayiv. Ihachi achar nami. Well, if that's the case, then somebody else should be chayiv for doing it also. The guy is chayiv misa. He's willingly going along and meeting his end the way he's supposed to. He's doing this whole vidui, the whole business, exactly the way he's supposed to. Someone else is allowed to come and beat him up and curse him? Why in the world would somebody else be putter for doing that? I understand why the son would be chayiv. Why would someone else be putter? Answers Gemara, achar gavra katilahu. When it comes to an acher, the person that he's doing this to is a gavra katilah, is a dead man walking. I mean, since there's already been a gemara din against this fellow, the acher is not going to be chayiv. Are you sure that just because he's a gavra katila, you're going to be potter? Didn't Rav Sheshes teach us that if you mevayish someone who's sleeping and then he dies, so he never even got to experience his own busha? Because let's say, how are you mevayish someone who's sleeping? You get him undressed while he's sleeping. He's covered with a blanket. You uncover him while he's sleeping. So normally, if he would wake up, he'd be embarrassed. People saw that he was, but he never woke up. He died in his sleep. Nevertheless, you still chayiv and you pay the dmei boshes to the children. So don't tell me just because he's a dead man walking, someone else is going to be potter for whatever they do to him. No, they're going to be chayiv. Says Mar Hacham Mayaskinan Bishiko Hakah Shein Bashav Pruta. Now the case over here is that someone hit him, but the strike that he hit him with was the damage of less than a shav pruta, and that's why the acher is going to be potter. Aye, but don't we learn that there's an Isser Malkus, that you chayv Malkus if you hit someone, even if it's a Pachs Mishav Pruta? So Vaita, we're back to the question, why is the Acher Potter? My Potter to come are Potter Mimamun. When we say that the Acher is Potter, it means, of course he gets Malkus, he hit the guy. He's Potter from having to pay, because there is no money, it's Pachs Mishav Pruta. Machal de Beno Chayiv. So then when we say that the son, on the other hand, is going to be Chayiv, B'mamon. What, does that mean that the son is going to be chayiv mamon when he hits his father, pachos mishavar pruta, when he's being taken out to be killed? That doesn't make any sense. There is no mamon. Elabedino. No, must mean that the son is chayiv in the din misa for hitting his father. So achanami bedino. So here also, when we talk about the acher, and we say that he's pater, don't tell me pater means from mamon. Because by chayiv of the ben, it doesn't mean mamon. Pater means that he's pater from Malkus. But we're back to the question, why? Why should it be that if an acher comes and hits this guy who's being taken out to be killed, that the acher is going to be pater? Ela acher hainu time of the pater. Here's the real reason the acher is pater. D'yamar kra, v'nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar. Pasuk says that you're not allowed to curse a nasi ba'amcha. And we darshan ba'osa maisa amcha. That the isra of klala, the isra of cursing somebody, is only when the person is osa maisa amcha. Only when he behaves properly. Hatena, and this guy is obviously chayv misa, he's not someone who's osa maisa amcha. He's not someone who behaves properly. Hatena klala. So that's great. Now I understand why if an acher comes and curses this man who's being brought out to be killed, the acher is going to be potter. Because when it comes to the issur of cursing, it's only osa maisa amcha. But what about haka'a? There's no such din of osa maisa amcha by haka'a. So yes, there is. The makshina and haka'a leklala. We make a hekish. Whatever the rules are by klala, the rules are by haka'a as well. And just like the issur klala doesn't apply to someone who's ain't osa maisa amcha, the issur of haka'a doesn't apply to someone who's ain't osa maisa amcha. Great. Well, then ihachi binonami. But if that were the case, then the son shouldn't be chayiv for being mako or mekalel his father, who's ain't osa maisa amcha either. Says Gemara, kadamra pinchas b'shasu tshuva. No, the guy already did tshuva. If he did tshuva, so achanami b'shasu tshuva. Ihachi, if he already did tshuva, achanami. Then we're invited back to the question: why is the acher going to be chayiv? He's now osa maisa amcha. He's now a good Jew. So Amar Rav Mari. Ba'amcha b'mukuyim sheba'amcha. When we say ba'amcha, we mean someone who is ra'ui to stay a part of the nation. But even if a person does tshuva, let's say a person is convicted of murder, and they bring him to Beis Din, and he says, there are edim against him, hasra, the whole business. And then he says, you can't kill me. Why can't we kill you? It wasn't me. What do you mean it wasn't you? We had edim, hasra. No, that was the person I was yesterday. I have since done tshuva. Rambam writes, you do tshuva, you're an ish acher. You're a new man. I am a new man. I am not the same person. You know what Bezin does? Bezin kills the guy. He's Chayiv Misa. There's no Asa Tshuva. He's still going to be Chayiv Misa. So the Isser of cursing someone, even if he's a tzaddik right now, because he did Tshuva, but it's only someone who's Mekuyim Shabamcha, someone who can stay alive. This is not a person who we're going to has any future in the Jewish people who are about to kill him. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim why it is that Tshuva doesn't work in Bezin Shalmata. Why is it that if he did Tshuva, we still still kill him. After all, we do believe in the power of tshuva. Tshuva is a very powerful force. We believe you could do tshuva for the most severe averos, for some of the most severe averos. So, and the simple suggestion that some of the Akronim suggest is we would accept the power of tshuva in Beis Din. We just, how are we supposed to know? How are we supposed to judge if a person really did tshuva? Since tshuva is belief, whether a person really did tshuva is something that we can't tell, so it just can't be part of what Beis Din takes into the Cheshbon. The problem with that suggestion is that sometimes Beis Din does take tshuva into the Cheshbon. For example, a person is pasul le'edus. So the Gemara discusses explicitly earlier in this Masechta that if a person is pasul le'edus, what does he have to do to make himself kasher le'edus again? And there's a tshuva process that's described. He goes somewhere where nobody knows him and no one recognizes him, and he faces the same taiva, and this time he doesn't give in to that taiva. Good, now he's done tshuva. So we see that he's done tshuva, and now he's kasher le'edus again. So we see in Beis Din, we do recognize tshuva to make someone kasher le'edus. There must be some other explanation as to why it is that tshuva is not going to prevent a person from being chayiv misa. Like 10 years ago, I gave a Shabbat Shuvah drash about that topic. There are like four different approaches to that question. But anyway, so the Gemara says that's why an acher who goes and hits or curses this guy who's being taken out to be killed, he's going to be pater, because the guy's not mekuyim sheba amcha. Yachi b'no nami. Well, then why is the son going to be chayiv? Midida havela achar misa. Because a son is not even allowed to curse his father la achar misa. So obviously for the yisur for a son applies even when it's not mekuyim sheba amcha. Good, period. So now says Gemara, okay, after all this discussion, my havela, the daf started with us asking the simple question, can a son be yishliach beizin to be maka or makalel his father? What's the answer? Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna v'chein tam d'ber Rabbi Shmuel lakol eina ben nasa shliach lav lakosu lakalo chutz mimesis. The son should not be the one who's the shliach beizin to do any of these things unless the father is a mesis. Sha'arei amra Torah lo sachmol v'lo schasa alav. Torah says when it comes to a mesis, we do not have any rachmanis on the mesis. We throw the book at him. So there's no heter there's generally no heter for a son to be a shliach beizin, but when it comes to a mesis, the son is allowed to be the shliach beizin. There's an interesting discussion in the tshuvas of Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frimer in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kazhik Lover Gon, in Chelik Beis Simen Mem Ches, can a son be a moel for his father? He says, you know, at the beginning of the sugya, it sounds like the son is allowed to be a shliach lahakos his aviv when the father's chayiv malkus, because kvod shemayim adiv. That was Rav Sheshes's original response. So you would think that the son could be mal his father also, because that's also an inyan of kvod shemayim. That kvod shemayim is what carries the day. But the maskana of the sugya is we don't care about the kvod shemayim. Not we don't care, but the kvod shemayim does not carry the day. The son is not allowed to be a shliach bezin to do all these things to his father unless the father's a mesis. So apparently we reject the svara of kvod shemayim carrying the day, and therefore the son lechora should not be able to be a moel for the father. He says lechora if it were a mila bismana, so then the son would be allowed to do it, because a mila bismana is even docha Shabbos. So just like it's docha the yisuskil of Shabbos, it should be docha the yisuchenek of being maka aviv. Problem is, it would be impossible to do a mila bismana on one's own father, because most 8-day-old babies do not have children, and even if they did have children, those children would not be trained moelim yet. So the mitzius doesn't exist of a mila bismana on a father. But then he says another hatter. He says that the son could probably do it based on what the Ramah writes in Yerodeh Resh Mem Gimel Sif Aleph, where he says when it comes to the isser of a son doing refuah for a father, that's only we referred to before when there's someone else who's available. But if there's no one else who's available and the father's mitzta'er, the son is allowed to put the father out of pain and do the treatment even because there's nobody else available. So he says if the father's mitzta'er, not physically, but he's mitzta'er that he doesn't have a mila, and someone else, yeah, you can wait for another mole to come tomorrow, or the son could do it right now. So that's what the Kazhik Glover Gon suggests, that the son is allowed to be the moel in that case to take care of his father. Okay, new Mishnah now. Hamakov of the Imos. Now we're going to, the next series of Mishnayos is going to get into details of all of the 8 chiyuvei chenek that we had listed in the opening mission of the perek. So now we're going to go through them one by one and with some detail. So number one was maka of v'imo. Eino chayv al shiyasa ben chabura. You're only chayv for maka of v'imo if you actually cause a physical wound. Zeh chomer b'mekalel mi b'makesh. A mekalel li'achar misa chayv v'makal achar misa pater. And that leads us to an understanding of the chomer that mekalel has over maka. You see, because you're only chayv if you make a wound, and you can't make a wound in a dead man, so that's why you're pater from being makel la'achar misa, but you're chayiv for being mekalel li'achar misa. Tanu Rabbanan, avi imo kilel la'achar misa. From the phrase avi imo kilel, we learn that you're chayiv for klala li'achar misa. Sheyachol, because I could have come up with two compelling reasons why you should not be chayiv for klala li'achar misa. You would say as follows: hol v'chayiv b'makel v'chayiv b'mekalel. There's a chiyuv of hitting a parent and a chiyuv of cursing a parent. Well, ma makel enu chayiv ele michayim, afa mekalel enu chayiv ele michayim. Logically, we would say if by makel you're only chayiv when the parent's alive, mekalel you're also only chayiv when the parent's alive. V'od, and beyond that, kal v'chomer. I could have made the following kal v'chomer. Umma maka sha'asa bo shalo biyamcha ki biyamcha. Lo chiyev bo la'achar misa. If when it comes to maka, where it doesn't make a difference whether the person is also maisa amcha, there's an isra of being maka another Jew, whether they're also maisa amcha or not, and nevertheless, we still say, even though it's such a severe isra that even if the person is eno osa maisa amcha, you're still going to be chayev, still we're not going to be mechayev la'achar Misa, mekal shalo asaba shalo beamcha kibiamcha. When it comes to mekalel, where someone with ainu osamais amcha, the issur doesn't even apply. So mekalel is apparently much lighter issur. Ainu din shalo chayv b'lachar misa. Certainly you're not going to be chayv liachar misa. Tamal omer, av v'imo kilel liachar misa. That's why the pasuk says av v'imo kilel, to tell me, no, you are chayv liachar misa, because we have two compelling svaras to say that you should not be chayv for mekala liachar misa. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me, yes, you are. Av v'imo kilel tells me you are chayv for mekala liachar misa. Frek the Gemara, ha nichal Rabbi Yonasan demi yaser lekra av v'imo. That works really well if you still have the words Avivimo Kilel to teach me something. If they're still available to teach me something, good. So then you could use those words to teach me that Yechayev for being Mekalel, even La'achar Misa. But if you hold like Rabbi Yoshia, and who already uses the words Avivimo Kilel to teach me something else, well, how's he going to know that Yechayev for Mekalel, La'achar Misa? Where do we find that Rabbi Yoshia uses the words Avivimo Kilel to teach me something else? Titania in the following brisa, ish ish matam lomer ish ish. Why does the pasuk when it talks about cursing a parent? Why does it have to start with a double expression ish ish? So the rabbis bas tumtum vandrogonus, to tell me that not only is a son going to be chayav for cursing his parents, a daughter, a tumtum vandrogonus, gender is irrelevant when it comes to a child cursing a parent. Asher yikalel es aviv es imo, and then the pasuk goes on to say who curses es aviv es imo. I would only see from there if he's chayiv if he curses both parents. What about aviv shalo imo, or imo shalo aviv? What if the child is only angry at his father or only angry at his mother? He only curses one and not the other. Minayin, how do I know that he's still chayiv? Tam lomar aviv imo kilel. That's what we learn from the phrase aviv imo kilel. Aviv kilel, imo kilel, even each one independently. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So you see, here in the Braisa, Rabbi Yoshia already uses the phrase aviv imo kilel to teach me that you chayiv independently for cursing a father, independently for cursing a mother. And therefore, the Gemara is going to be bothered. Where is Rabbi Yoshia going to learn that you chayiv even for klala liachar misa? He already uses this phrase. But we finish up the Braisa. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rabbi Yonasan does not need aviv imo Kilel to tell me they chayiv independently for father and mother, because mashmashneim kachad mashneachad echad b'fnei atzmo ashe yifarid l'cha kasov yachtov. He thinks that as long as the Torah doesn't use the word yachtov, we automatically realize that you're chayiv for an av separately from an aim, and an aim separately from an av. Only had the Torah used the word yachtov would I ever have had a hava amina that you're only chayiv if you curse both of them, according to Rabbi Yonasan. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yonasan, the phrase of v'imo kilel is still extra, and that's why he's able to use it to teach me that there's an isser of kalala la'achar misa. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, we're back to the question. Minale, where does Rabbi Yoshia learn that there's an isser of being makalal apparent after the parent is dead, after all, he already uses Avi V'Imo Kilel for something else. Says Gemara, Nafgalei mi v'mekalel Avi V'Imo mos yumas. He learns it from another phrase, v'mekalel Avi V'Imo mos yumas. V'idach, and what does Rabbi Yonasan learn from that phrase? U'mibayle l'rabos bas tumtum v'androgynous. He uses that phrase to teach me that regardless of the gender of the child, you chayev for cursing a parent. What do you mean? V'tebeklei mi ish ish. I thought we already learned from the phrase ish ish that regardless of the gender of the child, you're chayav for cursing a parent. Why does he need another phrase to teach me that din? Says the Gemara, Dibra Torah Kol Hashem Adam. Rabbi Yonasan would understand that ish ish does not teach me anything. That's just the Torah repeating itself, because the Torah sometimes speaks Kalashim Bnei Adam, and since people repeat themselves, the Torah repeats itself. But that is not a valid source to teach me that regardless of the gender of the child, you're going to be chayiv. He needs this phrase, Mekalavima Mosimas, to teach me that regardless of the gender of the child, you're going to be chayiv. But bottom line, at the end of the day, both Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia have a source in a pasuk that Mekala La'achar Misa is chayiv, that one who curses a parent after the parent is dead is going to be chayiv. Frek the Gemara, our Mishnah mentioned that there's a chumrah that a mekalel has that a makah doesn't. Namely, that a mekalel is chayiv lachar misa and a makah is not. Frek the Gemara, v'lisni, why didn't our Mishnah also say in the reverse, chomer b'makah mi b'mekalel, that there's a chumrah that a makah has that a mekalel doesn't have. Namely, shamaka also b'shalav amcha k'bamcha m'shein kin b'mekalel, that when you're makah, it doesn't matter whether the person behaves themselves or not. If you're makah, another Jew, you're chayiv, period. Regardless of whether they're also ma'isa amcha, whereas mekalel is only when nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar, when the person is also ma'isa amcha. Why didn't the Mishnah mention that as a difference between makah and mekalel? So says Mark, sovereign makshin and hakal leklala. It must be because our Mishnah is working with the assumption that the isra hakah also only applies to osa ma'isa amcha, because we make a hekesh between hakah and klala. Says Mark, lema hani tanai kani tanai. Maybe that machlokas between the Mishnah and the Brisa, whether we make this hekesh of hakah leklala, is already a machlokas between other tanaim. The tani chada, because we have one brisa that says kuti atamutzuva al kaso viatamutzuvi al kalasa atamutzuva al kalasa, that you're not allowed to hit a kuti, but you are allowed to curse a kuti. V'tani yidach, and yet there's another brisa that says yatamutzuva al kalasa lo al kaso. You could hit or curse a kuti. You're even allowed to hit a kuti. So savro de kuli alma kutim geri amasein. What are these two brises arguing about? So we're going to work with the assumption that they're both assuming that a kuti is a Jew. So why would they argue whether you're allowed to hit a kuti or not hit a kuti? My love, b'hakamiflagi, demar savar makshin and hakal leklala. The one that permits you to hit a kuti says because a kuti is not also ma'isa amcha. So just like you're allowed to curse a person is not also ma'isa amcha, you're allowed to hit a person is not also ma'isa amcha. Umar savar lo makshin hakal leklala. And the brisa that does not permit you to hit a kuti would say that no, klala only applies to someone who's osa ma'isa amcha, but haka'a applies to everybody, whether they're osa ma'isa amcha or not. Says Gemara, lo, that's not necessarily what the two brises are arguing about when it comes to hitting a kuti. Maybe dukuli alma lo makshin and haka'a leklala. Maybe everyone would say the rules of haka'a are different than the rules of klala, and therefore you're chayiv for hitting somebody even when they're not osa ma'isa amcha, not like klala. Aye, why then would a brisa allow you to hit a kuti? V'achabakim iflgi, mar savar kutim geri emesein, mar savar kutim geri arayosein. The machlokas is whether a kuti is a Jew to begin with. If a kuti you hold is not a legitimate conversion, it's only geri arayos, so then that would be a reason that you'd be potter for hitting a kuti. Ihachi hainu de katani ala v'sharu ki Yisrael. Why then in Baba Kama do we say that a kuti, the shar of a kuti, is treated like the shar of a Yisrael? So it sounds like it is osa maisa, that not osa maisa, but that it is that it is gere MS and not gere arayos. So you're right. You have to say that the machlokas between these two brisos is exactly the machlokas between our Mishnah and our brisa, whether we are makish hakal leklala. Just like it's pashut to us, as we had two sources that klala only applies to osa ma'isa amcha. So there's a question whether we make that hakish and say that by haka as well, it only applies to osa ma'isa amcha or not. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.